This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday hailed a federal government emergency authorization for use of convalescent blood plasma that he had declared would save countless lives of coronavirus patients. Trump and his health secretary, Alex Azar, held a briefing at which they noted a 35% decrease in mortality among patients younger than 80 who were not on a respirator. Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, called the results a major advance in the treatment of patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who've recovered from the coronavirus. It is rich in antibodies, and it has been used to treat tens of thousands of COVID-19 patients in the United States. Just before the president's comments, the Food and Drug Administration announced it has authorized, but technically not fully approved, the use of blood plasma containing antibodies from patients who've recovered from COVID-19. The coronavirus pandemic has killed nearly 177,000 people in the United States and infected about 5.7 million, more than in any other country. Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. She's in serious condition with a fever, according to her party spokeswoman. Tymoshenko is the first high-profile Ukrainian politician known to have contracted COVID-19. She served two terms as prime minister before her defeat in the 2010 presidential election. Tymoshenko's condition is described as serious. Ukraine has experienced a sharp rise in infections this week, with a new 24-hour total of more than 2,300 cases reported on Saturday. Overall, Ukraine has recorded more than 100,000 infections and more than 2,200 deaths. VOA News. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday and called for President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and "We will not forget, we will not forgive" as they marched through the city center of Minsk. State media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, but opposition-leaning media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. The demonstrations began after the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko claimed 80% of the vote. The results drew claims of fraud by opposition parties. Mediators from West Africa's regional bloc ECOWAS say talks with Mali's military junta are expected to continue on Monday. Negotiators say they made progress on some points today in the talks designed to return Mali to civilian rule. Leaders of the military junta and mediators led by Nigeria's former president, Goodluck Jonathan, met behind closed doors all day on Sunday. Neither gave details on what issues they had reached agreement on or what was still in question. The group was expected to discuss the fate of former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, deposed and detained by the military on Tuesday, and also any economic sanctions the regional bloc may place on Mali in response to the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali from its decision-making institutions, closed neighboring borders, and halted financial transactions with the country. Two people were killed in clashes in Ivory Coast that erupted between rivals armed with clubs and machetes after President Alassane Ouattara was chosen to run for a controversial third term, local sources said on Sunday. Young opposition supporters on Saturday took to the streets in several towns, especially the southern cocoa-growing hub of Devo, after the president accepted his party's nomination for the October poll. Tensions have been running high since the president's decision to run again, despite already having served two terms. That's the maximum permitted under the Constitution. He'd planned to hand the reins to the country's prime minister, who died of a heart attack in July. The 78-year-old incumbent and his supporters now say a 2016 constitutional tweak has reset the clock on the two-term limit. And United States-led international coalition troops withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces. Witnesses and the coalition said the base is 20 kilometers north of Baghdad and had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting the U.S.-led troops in recent months. Marissa Melton, VOA News.